The Nightmare Collection, written by Eva Poehler.
The Mystery Box, written by Eva Poehler, narrated by Nancy Alexander. Chapter 1. A Box. Yvette pulls into the driveway to find her husband standing in the front yard in the rain, in his t-shirt and shorts, soaked. She parks in the garage and rushes through the house and out the front door, popping open her umbrella. "Devin?" "What the hell is that?" he asks, pointing. She follows his finger. Where the lawn is usually flat, there's a hill. It swells as though some living thing beneath gestates, about to be born. Having just returned from frantically herding her children off to school with their loose papers flapping, she should be alarmed by the swelling mound. But she's giddy. She touches her husband's arm. The strong muscles surprise her. They've always been there, of course. Of course. She's wanted to get out of this rut, this monotonous loading and unloading of dishes and laundry and kids and groceries. Like a hamster in its wheel, she's gone round and round, teaching the same class each semester online, washing the same dishes over and over, forever and ever without end. Wasn't she made for more than this? And now her front yard mysteriously bulges, as if in answer to her prayers. Her yard is giving birth. To what? Some monstrosity, most likely. Be careful what you wish for, they say, with good reason. She's wanted a change, a shift in her universe, and here it is, ready or not. Before Yvette says a word, the hill explodes, and water shoots up from the ground. It reaches 20 feet in the air against the pouring rain and turns the yard into a swampland. Great, says Devin. We have a geyser in our yard. What do we do? The air feels fresh as she breathes it in. She wants to drop her umbrella and turn a cartwheel. Woohoo! Devin says, if you need any water, better get it. Yvette runs inside, giggling, slipping in her wet flip-flops and fills 2 pitchers with water, one for hand washing, the other for drinking. She peers out the kitchen window to see Devin falling in the mud and is overcome with laughter. Devin is cursing. He kneels at the cutoff and twists, but nothing changes. The geyser continues to...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?